TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health, and I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Some of the biggest mysteries out there are actually lurking in the smallest places, like cellular small. I'm talking about unexplored diseases that we carry in our genes, that we pass on through generations, and can have life or death consequences. What can we learn from some deeper investigation? Well, in her TED 2023 talk, Dr. Anna Greca dives into our genes to unravel these cellular enigmas. Think of it like CSI, but for biology. If you doubt that solving one genetic puzzle can impact millions, Anna's insights may challenge your perspective. Dive in as curiosity, tech, and determination collide.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
I'd like to begin by telling you a story. It's a short story about a special family. In 1960, a Utah man by the name of Roscoe Nelson, a father of six, died suddenly of unknown cause. He was 43 years old. As a surgeon himself, Dr. Nelson knew that his progressive kidney failure would ultimately take his life. But he was in the dark as to the cause, and he had no access to treatment. Within two decades, tragedy struck again when four of Roscoe's six children also developed kidney failure. Looking back, as far back as the 1800s, every generation in this family has been struck down at a young age by a mysterious and vicious disease. What could be the cause? Fast forward to 2013. A team of brilliant geneticists identified the cause of Roscoe Nelson's deadly disease. It was a mutation, a single extra letter in the DNA hiding in a dark corner of a gene called MUC1. The mutation had been passed down from generation to generation, leading to early deaths from kidney failure. The discovery of this mutation ended a decades-long diagnostic odyssey for this family and many families like them. Now, as a physician scientist and cell biologist at Harvard, I have learned that studying this disease and genetic diseases like it is not only important to the families they so tragically affect. This work is a critical scientific and research priority for all of us. Why? Because what my team and I uncovered by studying this seemingly obscure disease is a series of portals into the inner workings of human cells, gaining unexpected insights into fundamental biology. And best of all, we uncovered incredible opportunities for the treatment of not one, but many dozens of diseases. You see, the amazing thing about science, the reason I love what I do, is that if you follow your curiosity, it can lead to untold scientific treasures. So In essence, my big idea for you today is sleuthing. Not the kind that solves crimes, but the kind that solves scientific mysteries. What I call molecular sleuthing, or what is otherwise known as hypothesis-driven science or curiosity-driven science. It is an idea as old as Aristotle, who was born more than 2,400 years ago, not far actually from where I was born and raised in Thessaloniki, Greece. Aristotle taught that at the foundation of any scientific pursuit is formulating a hypothesis, asking a question that can be tested experimentally. Sleuthing of this nature is central to the scientific method and has led humans to amazing discoveries. So, how did molecular sleuthing help us unlock the secrets of the vicious mutation that killed Roscoe Nelson? Well, once the mutation was uncovered, the next question was, how can a single extra letter in the DNA lead to so much trouble? My team and I got to work using classical hypothesis-driven science, but with a twist. Our molecular detective work is now supercharged by our ability to use modern scalable tools and technologies. Let me explain. To understand how a single extra letter in the DNA can lead to disease, I must first remind you of some basic biology. In nearly every cell in our bodies, the 3 billion letters of genetic information, the DNA, is transcribed into RNA, and in turn, RNA churns out proteins, which are the business end of what our cells use to perform their basic functions. The engine that turns DNA to RNA to proteins works tirelessly in each of 37 trillion cells in our bodies. So, normally, the MUC1 gene churns out a protein called mucin-1, which goes to the surface of cells and forms a protective blanket around them. We hypothesized that the mutation in the MUC1 gene is generating a mucin-1 protein that is not doing what it is supposed to do. How could we test this hypothesis? A couple of decades ago, when I was a student, this type of work would have involved just a handful of petri dishes at a time. This meant that in a day's work, I could really only test 5 or 6 different experimental conditions to see how the cells responded. And then I had to spend several long days at the microscope, taking images one by one, analyzing them one by one, to finally make sense of the data. Instead, my students at Harvard and MIT have access to state-of-the-art computer-controlled robotic systems and microscopes and artificial intelligence-powered software, which enable them to analyze thousands of images, all in a day's work. As such, we can study cells grown in special dishes that allow us to test hundreds of experimental conditions at a time. In fact, I estimate that our molecular sleuthing to date has generated more than 50 million images containing information derived from more than 100 billion cells. That's as many cells as there are stars in the Milky Way. And in the end, the vicious mutation that killed Roscoe Nelson revealed its secrets. Remember, we hypothesized that the mutation in the MUC1 gene is generating a mucin-1 protein that is not doing what it is supposed to do. Normally, mucin-1 goes to the surface of cells. However, we found that the mutation in the MUC1 gene is generating a mangled, misshapen mutant protein that does not go to the surface of cells, but instead accumulates inside. This led to a new hypothesis. Is the mutant protein getting trapped inside cells, and how does this happen? After some more molecular sleuthing, we learned that the misshapen protein accumulates inside cells because of another molecule, a so-called cargo receptor. Thinking they're being helpful, these cargo receptors grab the mangled proteins and throw them on board, like cargo trucks carrying a growing heap of nasty trash with nowhere to go. Unable to get rid of this toxic waste, cells begin to die, leading to the progressive kidney failure that killed Roscoe Nelson. Well, now that we had insight into the root cause of the problem, we could also look for a way to fix it. We went to work, testing thousands of chemical compounds across millions of cell images. And in the end, we identified one compound that could specifically remove the mutant protein. After some more molecular detective work, we learned that this drug-like compound can clear heaps of mangled proteins by steering the cargo trucks, the ones full of nasty trash, into the lysosome, the cell's trash disposal and recycling facility, where proteins get shredded into tiny pieces. The results were amazing. After giving the drug to mice with kidney disease for 1 week, the mutant protein had all but disappeared from these kidneys. And yet, our greatest insight was not our success in removing the mutant protein from these kidney cells. We realized that our curiosity-driven work had solved a bigger and much more important puzzle. This mysterious kidney disease was not so strange or mysterious after all. In fact, we learned that it belongs to a group of disorders collectively known as toxic proteinopathies. You may have heard of some of them, all terrible, incurable diseases like ALS and Alzheimer's disease. Okay, now you can probably guess what happened next. The incredibly talented scientists on my team, they asked the next logical question. What if these cargo receptors, what if they grab and accumulate misshapen proteins in different cells and organs in the body? What about the eye, for example? Their curiosity paid off, because we are now learning that this newly uncovered biology is operative in a form of blindness called retinitis pigmentosa, which is caused by a different misshapen protein accumulating in cells in the eye. And in ongoing studies, we are finding that the same may be true for different misshapen proteins accumulating in cells in the brain, causing some forms of Alzheimer's disease. In all, we estimate that more than 50 disorders could be amenable to this approach. So, understanding one disorder has unlocked a nodal biological mechanism and insights for the treatment of many more diseases affecting surprisingly distant parts of the body, like the brain and the kidney. And so, in our quest to save kidneys, we are now poised to save eyes, livers, brains, and more. And in our efforts to save a handful of families, we can now save thousands more. Just think of the possibilities. If our work could unlock treatments for thousands, imagine what solving the next medical mystery can do, and the next one, and the one after that. And remember, rare genetic diseases are collectively common. They affect 10% of all people in North America. That's hundreds of millions of people all around the globe. And yet, out of 8,000 genes known to cause genetic diseases, we have only developed a treatment for, at best, 500 of them. And this is not taking into account disorders in which many genes conspire to cause trouble, like schizophrenia, or cancer, or heart disease. We have a lot of sleuthing to do. And yet, this is the perfect moment to harness recently developed scalable tools and technologies and take this challenge head on. And mind you, patients and their families are up for the challenge too. They're using social media to organize and raise awareness, and they are becoming our true partners on scientific journeys into the unknown. This is definitely true of the Nelsons. They have been our partners for many years now. Our work has given them hope that their children and their children's children can live longer, fuller, and healthier lives. And they are proud to have ignited a sleuthing revolution. From a few to more and more, until we have precision cures for all. Thank you.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This episode was produced by Dan O'Donnell, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lajas, Farah DeGrunge, David Biello, Daniela Balareso, and Michelle Quint. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. I'll talk to you again next week.